In Philippians chapter 1, Philippians chapter 1, we do appreciate the Lord and what He's doing. Appreciate what He's doing in your lives. Appreciate what He's doing in my life. God's so good to us. He's helping us. He's growing us spiritually and helping us get to where we need to be in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. It's not anything that we do, but it's what Christ does in us that makes us who we are. And we just appreciate Him so much tonight. Amen. Amen. Philippians chapter 1. I want to look at just a couple of verses, starting in verse 27. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. The Bible says this: "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God." You may be seated. As I look at this tonight, and I thank God for the opportunity to be here, thank Him that you could still have a good time in a business meeting, and praise God, a night of a business meeting. I thank God for the good songs of Zion, and I thank Him for His precious Word. But I want to say tonight, there's a God of glory who still loves us and cares for us. I want to say there's a God of glory tonight, youngins, that's still watching over His youngins. He's a God of glory that's still looking down on us. He's still God of glory that's watching us, and He sees us, and He loves us, and He cares for us with a godly care. I'm not talking about the care that the world has for us, but I'm talking about a godly care, a care that only God could have for His youngins, a care that supersedes the care of mama and the care of daddy. I'll say tonight that God loves you even more than granny and grandpa. You say, "But my granny and my grandpa love me." Oh yeah, they do. And if you're one of the little youngins, I'm sure they spoil you rotten. But glory be to God. He's a God in glory tonight that loves you more than granny and grandpa. He's a God that loves you. I tell you, His love so far supersedes anything in the world. He loved you so much. How much did He love you? He loved enough that He sent His only begotten Son. He gave the best He had, and He gave it for me and you, that through Him we might go free. Amen. Ain't you glad for that tonight? Bless His holy name. But Paul's talking to the Philippians, and he said, "Hey, listen, if you'll just pray and get a hold of that God that we all know and we love, that one that wants to be a help for us, He'll be a help for us, and He might even set me free." He said, "I'm looking to come to you. I'm looking to see you in a little while. I'm not looking to be kept up in these bounds, in these bonds, but praise be to God, I'm looking to be set free." Glory be to God. I want to say, hey, it was a glorious day in old Paul's life when he got set free. Praise be to God. I want to say tonight, do you remember that day when you got set free? When, praise God, something come upon you that you didn't know and you probably didn't even understand. But glory be to God, it reached down and it got a hold of your heart and it wrung you out. Showed you how wrong you was and how right He was.
Amen.
Amen. Do you remember that day? Glory be to God, I wouldn't take nothing for it. Praise God. If it hadn't been for that day, I'd still be lost in my sins. But I thank God that Jesus come along and He looked on me with that godly love. And He said, "I love that little old rotten rascal right there."
Amen.
Amen. You look at me down that old sanctimonious nose, praise God, you're just rotten as I was. Amen. Amen. You're just rotten as I was. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God, Brother Jeff. Amen. But the Lord loved you anyway.
Amen.
He said Brother Jeff was rotten even when he was in Sunday school. Amen. Sister Dot told me that. Amen. She was his Sunday school teacher. So he was rotten. But she said, "You know what? Glory be to God." She said, "I loved him." Amen. She said, "He was special to me." Praise the Lord. Hey, glory to God. Well, you know why she was so special? Because she loved him. She had a godly... She still got that, by the way. Well, I thank God for that dear lady. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You get in the hospital. You won't blink your eyes. You've got some flyers sitting there in front of you. Amen. How she... Hey, it looks like she's got a direct line somehow or another. I don't know. Praise God. She's hooked up better than most of us, I reckon. Praise God, because you'll get them things on the road. Praise the Lord. Miss Edwards told me, she said, preacher, said, I've been hospital since. I said, just tell them don't to bother, send no flyers. So just tell her. And I forgot to tell her, I forgot to call Miss Dot that morning. Praise the Lord, by noon, Miss Edwards had flyers. Amen. She done the business. Done rung the phone, got the floor. Say, glory be, it started early that morning. Amen, glory be to God. I'm going to say, there's a God of glory that loves you even more than Miss Dot. Praise the Lord, there's a God of glory that loves you. And old Paul says, hey, listen. He said, get that God that loves you, that God that cares for you, that God that uplifts you. I won't say that God ain't somebody beat you down. God ain't somebody won't just keep you resting. That's God, Jake, you better just stay down there. Amen. That ain't God. God's there to love you and lift you up. He's there to put his arms around you and say, son, I love you. Glory be to God. Praise God, you're the apple of my eye. You're that most glory to God. You're that most precious part. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Ain't it what it said in the book of Deuteronomy? He said, praise be to God. God looked down at his little youngest. He said, they're the apple of my eye. He said, they're that most glory to God, that most precious part. Glory to him. Tonight is God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He's real tonight. He's that most precious part, Brother Kim. You're the apple of his eye. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. What a Savior we got in Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Glory to God. Glory to, what a Savior. He looked down at somebody like me and you said, we're the apple of your eye. Amen. That most precious part. Now I want to say, we don't deserve that. But we've been made worthy. Huh? Old devil come along all the time. He says, you're not worthy of that. Make you think, well, you're not worthy. But I want to say to on the authority of the Word of God that you've been made worthy. Amen? You've been made worthy in Christ Jesus the Lord. Because He came to where you were. Because He dealt with your soul and because you gave in. And you said, Lord, I know according to your word, praise God, the sweet spirit, that I'm a low down, sorry, no account sinner. Lord, would you please forgive me? Come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. And that old sorry, no account, I'm talking about Brother Robert, lower than the scum on a snail's belly, became the apple of God's eye, that most precious part. Paul said, hey, he loved you enough that he became your Lord and your Savior. And he says down here in verse 27, said, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Amen. He said, because he loved you so much. He said, because God loved you so much and because you care for him in such a way. Praise be to God. He said, listen. He said, why don't you let your conversation be about him? He said, let your conversation come from glory. He said, let God the Holy Ghost speak through you. Let God the Holy Ghost be your communication. Let God your Holy Ghost, praise be to God, be that one that shows you what you need and gives you that help. Praise God when you need that help. Now I'm preaching tonight on our conversation. A child of God's conversation. Amen. How we live, how we talk, our manner of living. Amen. The Bible says our conversation's in heaven. Amen. What do you mean? Because it's our Christ-likeness. Paul said, let your conversation as becometh the gospel. He said, what did you say? He said, let that God spell, praise God, begin to work on you. Let that God spell begin to do that for you. Praise God that you need. Let that God spell come over you. And we're at a point that you can't get over and get to the point that you don't want to. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God tonight. Hey, praise God for what He's already done.
Amen.
Looking forward to the glorious day of His appearing when He comes to get you, to take you where you are, where you're going to be, where He is. Amen. In case you know, newsflash, in case you didn't know it, praise God, He's already a part of us in glory. Amen. Your name's done been wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life if you're a child of God. In that indelible blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Don't have an eraser. Mm. There ain't an eraser in this world that'll take that name off that list.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God, the Holy Ghost of God done moved in, sealed you to the day of redemption. That means He's got that keeping power on you. You say, well, praise God, I still do what I want to. Well, praise God, you better be careful. You grieve the Holy Ghost. Remember what I said Sunday night? You can grieve Him, but you can't grieve Him away. You may grieve him to the darkest point of your heart, the darkest point of your soul, but praise be to God, he'll still be there trying to deal with you. Amen. It's a whole lot easier, young, just to get in line with him and go with him than it is to go against him. Because if you go against him, praise God, you may find you an early grave. Amen. He may find you an early grave. But praise be to God, hey, look it. Hey, listen, if we just go with the flow, go with the sweet spirit in her heart, praise God, go with what he wants to do for her, go with what he's trying to show us in the depths of our soul, praise be to God, it just gets better farther on. Amen. Paul says, let your conversation be. I said, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. He says, hey, what about your conversation? Your talking, the way you manner, your manner of life. How is it? How is your converse? How's your manner of life today? How's your manner of life? Is it that's becoming the gospel of Christ? Is it, hey, are you so excited about him that you have to tell it wherever you go? Is the Lord Jesus Christ so real to you? Amen. Glory be to God, Jake. Hey, don't ever let it get cold and indifferent. Keep it just like the day you got saved over in the jailhouse. Praise God. Amen. Glorifying God. Praise God. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Talking to a holy God. Praise God. Communicate. Keep the line open.
Amen.
Amen. That conversation, that manner of life that we have. Boy, it's important that we cherish that. Well, God's give us something, praise God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we can say that today with boldness. Praise God. We don't have to hang our head and say, I'm saved. I'm a child of God. We don't tell nobody. Huh? Whoa! No, we don't. Hey, we ought to shout it from the housetop. Amen. Praise God, I'm a child of God. Yes. Oh, glory be to God. I'm saved, praise God.
Amen.
Praise from the saved, from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. Took me out of the hog pen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God put me, he's created me a place. Going to prepare me a place. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Praise God. But he said, I'm going to prepare you a place. You know like what I think about, Brother Kim, when I think about that? I think about all those that's done gone on before. Hey, praise God, they done got that place. That place that God, hey, listen, I will say, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Praise God, and I bet they're spectacular. I bet they're big. I bet they're tremendous palaces. I bet they're magnificent palaces. I bet they're wonderful places to behold. But praise be to God. He said, my Father's house are many mansions. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Glory be to God. I think what he's going to prepare for us, praise God, to be just as glamorous, just as magnificent, praise be to God, as partakers with the Lord Jesus Christ as anything the Father's got.
Amen.
Amen. He ain't going to, hey, listen. He ain't going to shortchange us. No, sir. We're going to get what? We're going to get our reward. You say, well, preacher, what's that? That's that being in the presence of the Holy God. That's that being with the Lord Jesus Christ according to the gospel. He said, I want them to be. He said, I want all my young'uns. Told the Father when he prayed, he said, I want all my young'uns to be with me where I'm at. Amen. He said, I ain't going to get them somewhere or put them off by themselves and alienate them from me. God said, I ain't going to do that. But you want to tell you what? The old devil tries to throw us a curve and make you think that the Lord ain't with you. But I want to say the Lord's with you everywhere you go. Amen. He's with you everywhere you go. He's watching over you. He knows your affairs. Ain't that what Paul says right there at the end of that verse? Next part of that verse. Hey, praise God. He knows our affairs. He knows what we're up against. He knows the battles we go through. He knows the trials and the tribulations that we face every day. He knows. Praise God, he's right there with us in them. He's in the midst of, just like he was the three Hebrew children. Praise God, they cast him in the midst of the fiery furnace. Praise God, but when a king looked in there, he said, did we not cast three men bound into the furnace? And they said, yea, king. He said, well, I see four loose walking around. Praise God. He said, that one that's in the midst is like the Son of God. Praise God, praise God. I want to say tonight, youngins, don't give up hope. Don't ever let down on God. Never quit trusting in him. Because he'll be with you always. Praise the Lord. You know, we get down and we get discouraged. Amen. Amen. We do. We get, you ought to try preaching the gospel. Amen. You think being a child of God's rough. Amen. You ought to try preaching the gospel. The old devil just beat on you. You preach your heart out and you love people, and praise God, you go on, they look at you like looking at a sheep looking at a new gate. And they come in, they go out the same way they come in, and you feel like, Lord, I'm letting them down. They come in and they're not getting a thing, Lord. Oh, Lord. And you know what, the old devil, he said, yeah, you didn't help them any. You didn't do much good today, did you, preacher? You do that. Hey, listen, he does the same thing to you. You go try to tell somebody about Jesus, tell them what he's done for you, and you leave, and they won't accept it right away. Or they kind of tune you out and pretend like they're not hearing you. I guarantee you hear every word you say. Amen. They may try to tune you out, but praise be to God, that Holy Ghost seed's already been planted. Amen. But the old devil come along and say, boy, you didn't do a bit of good. Oh, you didn't do a bit. You didn't help them a bit. Why don't you just quit? That's what he wants you to do. Amen. Because praise God, he knows God of glory is looking down on the affairs of men. And he knows that little old soul that you just took, praise God, he's already prepared it. Amen. When you begin to speak to him, he began to move down in the depths of that soul. And that old flesh side of that man may have been rebellious. That old flesh side of that man that said, I may have said, I don't like it. But I want to say that God side of that man. He said, you better take this in. It's your heavenly Father speaking to you from above. And I'm trying to feed you manna. Praise God, that the world don't have.
Amen.
Amen. That little old boy, that little old girl, that man, that woman, they may go off on their merry way. Praise God, but they take that seed with them. Amen. Paul said over there, he said, I come along. And he said, I sowed. He said, Apollos came along and he watered. He said, just a little while, I got to looking around some of these cities, and God was giving increase. He said, they was vines popping up, and praise God, they was fruit on them vines, and praise God, some of them cities was overwhelmed. Praise God, something was happening. He could see it down there at Ephesus, and Philippi, and Colossae, and all over the land, everywhere Paul had been. Praise God, the seed had been sowed, and God had given. Why? Because God was looking down on the conversation of man, on the affairs of man. And he said, hey, I can intervene in that. I'm going to intervene in that. I'm going to plant a seed right there, and I'm going to watch it grow. Praise God. Why does he do that? Why does he do that? I was thinking, I was sitting there at dinner today, and I called Sister Edwards and touched base with her, make sure she's all right. And I do that while I eat lunch in my car, read my Bible. And I got to think about that. I said, why in the world would God look down on somebody like us and the affairs of men, and try to intervene? Why would God care? Because he loves us. Amen. Because he loves us enough. You know that old sinner man that you try to tell about Jesus? That old sinner man that just tried to ignore you? God loves him. And you know the thing about God? You know the thing about our Lord Jesus Christ? He loves that old sinner man just as much as he loves me and you. Amen. Amen. With a godly love. He can't help it. That's his attribute. That's who he is. Amen. He's got to love just like little Judah. Amen. He loves just like Judah. Unconditional. Amen. Don't matter whether you're fat or bald or ugly or skinny, short or tall. Praise God. He loves you just the same. He don't differentiate. Amen. Glory to God, Brother Robert. He loves you anyway. He don't differentiate who you are. It don't matter where you've been. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what you smell like. Praise the Lord. He loves. Ain't that the way Judah loves? Praise God. That's the way God loves. I told you today, they said that little old fella here just show us perfect love. Amen. And it shouldn't matter who we are, or it shouldn't matter. Praise be to God. If they set foot in this door, we ought to love them just like God loves them. Amen. If we're not, we're out of the will of God. Amen. We're out. If we don't love them just like God would love them, then we're out. They may do things that we don't agree with and we may not like. Amen. These folks that come in here do things that I don't agree with. These lifestyles that I don't agree with. But praise be God, I can don't keep me from loving those people. I love them. I'm going to tell them about Jesus. I'm going to tell them about the Lord loving them. I'm saying, look, I love you, but you know, that way you're going is wrong. In the eyes of a holy God. And he loves you too much to not send you here to tell you, praise God, that there's a better way. He's a Jesus way. It's an eternal way. It's a living way, praise God, tonight. But our conversation, how we talk, how we behave, the language that we use, the mannerisms that we have. I'll tell you one of my daughter. She's here tonight. She works up there at Winch's. You know where she works? Uptown. And they've got a lot of clientele goes through there. Different kind. I mean, all kinds. Literally. Amen. Comes to her pharmacy. But she was up there today and she was working and just getting on with business. But you know what? There was somebody come along and was watching her. We heard this evening as a lady comes through, she said, "You know, I seen you today at work." She said, "You did?" She said, "Yeah, I seen you today at work." Amen. Are you hearing me? She never saw her. She said, "I didn't see you." But that little lady seen her. Amen. I wonder how she was. I wonder how she was communicating in the affairs of this world. I wonder what kind of communication she was putting forth to this little old lady. I'm a little lady. I don't reckon she goes to church nowhere. She's not a godly lady. Don't reckon. But she was looking at my daughter. I wonder how many folks. Now think about it. I wonder how many folks is looking at us every day. We're communicating to. A manner of our life, the affairs of our life, the way we handle ourselves, the way we handle situations. Folks is watching us. Amen? That ought to scare us to death. Amen? That ought to give us a consciousness of what we're doing. But I want to say way beyond that. That little lady, she seen my daughter where she worked in her work environment, how she behaved in that environment. But I want to say that our God of glory, He sees us every day, everywhere we're at. Amen? He sees us every day, no matter where we're at, in our conversation, our manner of living, the way we act, in the affairs that we get into, how we handle ourselves in situations. The God of glory is watching us every day. He sees every action and every reaction that we make. Well, I tell you what. Paul says, "Hey, listen." He said, "There's one." He said, "There's a God of glory." He said, "That's watching us. That one that I've preached you. It's according to the gospel." He said, "Only let your conversation be as becometh the gospel of Christ." He said, "The gospel that you believe in. That whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs." Paul says, "Hey, listen." He says, "No matter where I'm at, and no matter where you're at." He said, "When I hear things about you," he said, "I want it to be Christ-likeness that I'm hearing." Amen. He said, "I don't want it to be a bunch of worldliness that I hear coming back." He said, I want it to be godliness coming back. Let me tell you something that took place the other day. Sometime during the revival a few weeks ago, some man come to the revival. Now, I don't know who it was. But that man, the week after the revival, went to the doctor's office. And he was bragging in the waiting room about how great a service we were having at Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church in Candler, North Carolina. He was magnifying the God of glory for blessing this place. And you could feel the Spirit of God when you got out of the car. Amen? Amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for the Spirit of God. Amen. Meeting with us here. But he was telling that at the doctor's office. There was a little lady, a little girl, a young lady in the doctor's office, went home and told her mother, said, "Hey, listen, so they was talking about some meetings going on up there at Stony Fork." He said, "They was getting on with it. God was just showing up." Last Sunday night, that little old lady sat right there behind Jimmy. Amen. She come Sunday before last and got caught up with the detours, couldn't find it. So she come back and said, went searching during the week, found where we're at. Sunday night, she was sitting back there on the back pew. Why? Because she heard things was going on down at Stony Fork Baptist Church. She heard the manner of life that was taking place, the manner of worship that was happening here at Stony Fork. And she said, "I want to go down there and get in on that. That sounds like a time. That sounds like the Lord just showing up. So I want to be where the Lord is." Amen. Why? Because, hey, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, hey, listen, our conversation, our manner of life, the way we live, our conversation is Christ Jesus. Amen. Our conversation is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who He is. That's who we are. Without Him, we're nothing. Just worm food. But praise God, with Him, we have eternal life. And praise God, it's about time we act like it. Everywhere we go and everything we do, praise God, just lift up the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, you're fussing at us? No, I'm not fussing at you. I'm saying, just let your light shine, glory to God. Just shine it out. Praise God that other folks are here. What's going on in your life? You know how you get the gospel out? By living for Christ. Living Christ-like. That's what it means to be a Christian, by the way. It's to be Christ-like. A follower of Christ. Amen. A disciple of Christ. I wonder, do we follow Christ? Do you follow Christ? What's your communication? Amen. The Lord knows how it is. He knows where you're at. Now listen to what Paul says. I'm gonna hush right quick. He says this in the end of the verse. He says, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Amen. He said, I want you to come together. He said, I want your communication to be right. He said, I want your affairs to be right. He said, I want you to realize that God's watching everything that you do. Amen. He said, I want you to look. He said, I want you to think that God's sitting up there. He's watching down on you. And pray God, you're His actors on the field. And you're supposed to be living and acting and absolutely to the best of your ability, just like the Son of God. Amen. Something to think about, isn't it? God says, hey, listen, I see how your affairs are. I see what you're doing. I want you to be acting just like my Son. He said, by the way, I'm well pleased with Him. He never let me down. Amen. And He said, I would like for you in every aspect of your life while I'm watching you, I've got my eye. Glory be to God. He said, I've got my eye on you. Amen. Praise God. When you think you're all alone, nobody cares. Praise God. God's right there. Amen. Because He said He would never leave you nor forsake you. So He's right there. He's watching. He's looking down on you. And He said, hey, just live your life like Jesus. Live your life like my Son. You know what I have to do personally? I know you probably don't have to do this, but sometimes in my day, my work, I get frustrated. I get aggravated. I mean, I got me and another boy was working on a piece of machinery that we set up a week and a half ago. They come today and said, well, it ain't been right since it was set up. The manager sent a letter to our big boss in one of them emails. I ain't no computer freak. One of them emails and said it wasn't set up right from day one. But him and two other bosses was there with us, and they okayed it before we released the machine to go to production. But he throwed us under the bus. And boy, I tell you, I kind of got hot. I did. But I got to think about it, and I said, what would my Jesus do? Yeah. Amen. How would He act to this situation? Amen. I said, I told that boy I was working, I said, don't worry about it. He said, well, that ain't right. I said, no, it ain't right. But I said, you know what? He's the one who has to live with it. I don't. I said, we know what we did. We know what it was doing when we left it. Amen. That's all that matters. God knows. I know, and you know. That's all that matters. Praise the Lord. Hey, one of these days, God will sort it all out in the great by and by. Praise God. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. He said, let's just come together in one mindness. Just think like Jesus. Live like Jesus in one spirit. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit leading us in one mind of striving and together. Amen. To just love one another and praise God, to do worship together. Amen. And just be the best we can here on this earth. The very best we can to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. And I guarantee you, on the authority of the Word of God, you will not go wrong if you try to be like Jesus. Amen. Maybe you have to get you one of them arm bands that says, I don't even know what the letters are. What would Jesus do? WWJD? Yeah. Yeah, WWJD. So whenever you get fouled up, you could look at it. And it'll bring it to your remembrance. Amen. I'm an old fogey. I'm not up on this modern day stuff. But pray God, if it's what it took to keep me in line with Jesus, keep me. But I want to say tonight that we've got something far better than a wristband. If we're truly born again believers today, we've got God the Holy Spirit living down in our hearts. And He'll bring to our remembrance, hey, listen, I'm not pleased with you acting like that. You know, this will be all right. I'll take care of it. Amen. You know, we struggle so many times. We worry about people. We worry about things, situations. But you know what? If we could ever get things cleaned up with God. Remember what I told you? If you got an ought against somebody, the only way to fix it, you got to go Godward first. Amen? You got to go vertical before you can go horizontal. Amen? If we get things fixed up with us, between us and God, then we can get us fixed up between the brethren and God. Amen? Amen? What about that? Kind of works, don't it? Amen? Amen. But how's your conversation? Now, I'm gonna quit right there. I know you're tired and wore out, but how's your conversation tonight? How's your conversation? What's your manner of life? What's your manner of life when you're not in church? When you're not here? Youngins, young people, older folks? How do you live? How do you treat your spouse at home? How much, boy, it's getting quiet now. How many times a day? That's right, Susan, I'm meddling. Amen. how many times a week do you jump on your little wife? Or you jump on your husband? You have a rough day at work and you come home, take it out on the wife and the kids. Or you come home, take it off on the husband and the kids. How many times you come home, kick your little dog because you have a bad day? Huh? Now I've got your attention. You got compassion for the dog. But I wonder about us. Seriously. What kind of communication do we have? Day by day by day. Moment by moment. Hour by hour. What kind of communication do we have? What kind of manner of life do we have? What kind of manner of life do I have when it comes to being Christ-like? Because remember, God's watching all the time. Hey, He's just not watching over you here at church on Sundays, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I want to say God's watching all the time, every day. And thank God He's watching over us while we sleep, or some of us might not wake up. Amen? Amen? I found out the other day my brain ain't wired right. Amen? I can tell on myself. Yeah, I got sleep apnea. So I had to get one of them machines like Jeff's. Amen. But they said I've got a thing in my brain that my brain don't, when I'm asleep, don't tell me to breathe. So I quit. I just stopped breathing. My brain don't send electrical impulses to get me to breathe. So that machine's got to push that air in there to keep me going. Thank God for the guy that invented that machine. Amen. But I don't even know where I was going with that. But you know, God is good to us. I mean, He knows exactly what we need. He knows where we're at. He knows our manner of life. He knows mine. He knows yours. But I wonder today, are we being pleasing to Him? Well, we just come out of Holy Ghost revival. Well, Lord, just bless and help. Now, I don't know about you. I got help. I mean, Lord, help me with that. But what about you? Amen. To help you? Are you where you need to be? Are you absolutely perfect yet? Amen. What is our manner of life? As you stand with me tonight, what's your manner of life? Where are you living? Amen. How are you living? I'm not talking about where the rubber meets the road right now. How are you living for Jesus?